Well, we were simply in a cover three, and again, we were as a first down, and they came right out and took a shot. And Max had a terrible technique at the line in his jam, and it's not one that Max usually does. But I've got nothing but confidence in Max. He's been a great football player in this league. He'll continue to be one for us. He did not have a good game. He's got to play better. He will play better. He can play better. He knows that. We know that. I've got nothing but confidence in him. I really do. He's a hell of a competitor, and he'll bounce back.
Well, how did you feel that Brandon played Monday, and how big a challenge is it for him to be getting the reps for the first time in a long time consistently that he's going to?
You know, Brandon had a nice game, and Brandon didn't show any signs of that many extra reps having any adverse effect on him. I think he'll continue to grow. The part about it is he's had practice that way. And he's had every preseason. He's done all the reps that the first gets. So it's different than last year when he was taking the backup reps and playing the backup role. So I think the conditioning and the practice reps have made that an easy transition.
How much more do you need from him this season? How much more do you need from him in terms of being that pass rush guy because he is the...
Well, he had a good year last year in his limited role, and we need just that to build off that and him give us that plus a little bit more. But we're happy with Brandon right now.
Is he ready to take on a bigger load? And what's the matchup like with him and a tight end?
Well, you said Kiko?
Kiko, yep.
Yeah, Kiko, we're rolling all three of them in kind of a little bit of a get-back-from-injury mode, and how do we use these three in the right situation. So depending on personnel that comes at us, and what the tendencies within that run, pass, how many, what's the formations, or what are they looking like from those groupings, we kind of send in the inside backers in that kind of a format. So,
Byron, we thought, well, we heard technique a lot from coaching staff after the game. I think you too. Did that surprise you that there were technique issues?
No, I tell you this, and I've said this all along, guys. It doesn't matter what you want the first game to be and look like defensively, but it's exactly where you are. It's your starting point. And there was not only technique issues out there at the corner spot that's just magnified, but inside backer, outside backer, D-line, safety. So we have a starting spot that we have got to grow and get better from. 26 points is way too many. That's not where our goal is. We've got to keep that down. And if we can get those points down and meet the goals and get better in our techniques, get better in our communication, it was our starting point. It was nowhere close to good enough. And I think we'll continue to grow those like all teams do. I've never been part of a game that hasn't had that.
Sure, but you've had so many personnel changes back defensively in the offseason. I think at least it was an expectation out here that was going to look a whole lot different.
Again, it's what I wanted to see too, but what we saw is what we saw. And that's our starting point. So that's where we're focused, and that's what we're trying to improve from. And we will grow this thing from here and be the best defense at the end of the season that we can be, and hopefully it's a big jump from this first game.
Your